The execution. March 1979. A few days later, Meng arrives at the tent site, all flushed and out of breath, telling us he has just returned from the Yuan jail. He says somehow the Yuans have captured a Khmer Rouge soldier and are holding him there. He reports that when the villagers heard about this, hundreds of them rushed to the jail and demanded that the Khmer Rouge soldier be released to them. Men, women, and children blocked the entrance to the jail, threatening to riot if their demands were not met. They carried steel bars, axes, knives, wooden stakes, and hammers, all the weapons used by the Khmer Rouge soldiers to kill their victims. Meng says the villagers at the jail have only one thing in mind: blood for blood, life for life. They want a public execution of the prisoner. They screamed threats to the UN soldiers and questioned why the prisoner should be protected. They are ready to break down the jail if they must to get to the prisoner. In the end, the Yuans opened the door and handed the prisoner over to the people. The crowd raised their weapons in the air and cheered with satisfaction. Finally, they have the power to seek revenge for their suffering. He describes how two Khmer men in their early 30s stepped forward and took the prisoner from the Yuans as the crowd cheered again. The men dragged the prisoner away while people were pushing and shoving around them. They took him to the middle of a field on the edge of town. Someone brought forth a chair and put it in the middle of the crowd. The two men thrust the prisoner into the chair and tied his hands behind his back and his legs together. Hearing this, my heart races with excitement. Finally, a chance to kill for Ma, Pa, Cave, and Gek. "Come, Chu, let us go and watch," I plead with her. "No, please don't go," Chu pleads with me. "I have to go. We get to kill one of them for once. Meng and Koi won't like it when they hear about this." "Don't you tell them, then. Don't you want to see the execution yourself?" "No." When Chu makes up her mind, there is no changing it. Failing to convince her, I head off on my own. To get to the hill, I have to wade across the river, climb a tall hill, cross a broken bridge, and walk 30 minutes in the scorching sun. When I arrive, hundreds of people are already there, standing around the prisoner. Their bodies block my view. I shift, trying to find an open space between them, but I cannot. Frustrated, I wedge my small body between theirs and push my way through, calling out loudly, "Sorry, I cannot see!" The tall bodies snort and huff in annoyance, but let me through anyway.